Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Cricket Chatter. This is your host, Awan Ajitmenon, and with me I have Yash Dar and Varun Shivnani. Hope you guys are having a great Sunday, and we are going to be talking about the last 1 week of the Vivo IPL 2021. Right, we've had some great we've seen it all. We've seen high-scoring games, we've seen low-scoring games, we've seen some great batting performances, we've seen bowling performances, which is a good thing, and especially in a format like T20 cricket, where it's about scoring runs. It's good to see bowlers also having a say in this format as well, right? Especially in the UAE tracks, where in 2020 it was about, 200 was a very common score. In the second phase, not even one team has crossed the 200 mark, which shows the fight the bowlers are putting in. So which is a great thing. So before we talk about where each team is right now, I just have a very common observation which I want to ask you guys, common question I want to ask you guys. One observation or one trend we've seen as the second phase started and as the second week also is going, we've seen that a lot of teams start off really well. They use the power play really well, or not just the power play, they use the first 10 overs really well. Right, they get to the 100 mark in about 11 to 12 overs, right? And then at one stage 200 looks very possible with the way they start, but then we've often seen a collapse. So we've often seen the bowlers coming back in the second half of the innings. So what do you guys think that this is because of the pitch, when the pitch gets slower and it gets difficult to bat on, or do you think it's because of or the fact that the middle order is just not strong enough?
This is something that we have seen in most matches. I think the openers in all the teams, they are really good and really in form. I don't know a single team where the openers are not clicking. So they're going for runs, and that's a good thing. The ball is hard. The ball is not moving on these pitches as much as it does in, let's say, in England or in Australia. So openers ko attack karna initially is a good plan. But again, the transition phase when the ball starts to move after the power play, jab fielding positions badh jati hain outside the circle, that is when the openers have to still consider, singles, consider running between the wickets. So many times we are seeing ki strike rotation nahi ho raha hai, people are looking for boundaries and they're not getting many. So they have to consider doing that, or they take a completely different mindset, is that we attack, but we attack at such an intensity, something similar to what KKR does right now, or something that we saw yesterday with Rajasthan. I mean, 75 in the first 5 overs. So that's the sort of intensity we're talking about then. 5 over mein 40, 5 over mein 30, wo theek hai, but 5 over mein 75. Now that's something we don't see every day. Something like that. And I think the middle order will be more relaxed.
True, I think अब आपने मिडिल ऑर्डर की बात की है तो आई थिंक वन मोर पॉइंट हियर वुड बी एक्सपोजर. द ओपनर्स आर कंटिन्यूसली बींग एक्सपोज टू द पिच, वेर इज देर हैव बीन सर्टन परफॉर्मेंसेज इवन लास्ट ईयर इन द IPL, जहाँ पे ओपनर्स ने दे हैव कैरीड द एंटायर इनिंग. संजू सैमसन एक बार ऐसे थे, उन्होंने सेंचुरी मारी थी अपने टीम के लिए, एंड द एंड ऑफ द डे द मिडिल ऑर्डर डिडंट हैव टू प्ले. RCB की एक आध परफॉर्मेंसेज ऐसी रही थी, और इस साल भी ऐसी परफॉर्मेंसेज हम देख रहे हैं. So I think it also comes down to pitch exposure and how exposed the middle order is to the bowling circumstances also.
Interesting points both of you made. So now moving on, let's see where each team is right now at the points table. You have the Chennai Super Kings, who's first team to get qualified for the playoffs, secured at the number one position with 18 points, and also having the highest net run rate. Right, at two, you have another qualified team of the Delhi Capitals with the same points. And at three, there is RCB with 14 points. And the interesting thing here is at 4, 5, 6, and 7, there is KKR, Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals, and the Mumbai Indians, all at 10 points. And at number eight is SRH, which unfortunately, the dreams to the playoffs would have officially ended with. They're just there with 4 points as well. So here let's go in the order of the teams, right? Let's start with the Chennai Super Kings. I mean, yes, even though they lost pretty badly in the last game yesterday night, But let's just look at their journey. I mean, in this phase, out of the five games they have won four. Sorry, the five games they've played, they've won four and lost one, which is a very, which is not bad for a team which has had a very, very bad 2020, like a very, very bad record in the UAE in the 2020. So do you think so? So a lot of so there is their depth in batting is the depth in batting a very important role for them? Is that the reason they have been doing good so far?
Yes, for a team like Chennai Super Kings, the batting depth is a benefit that they have. I mean, the basic thing of batting depth is it gives you freedom up the order. And that's what we are seeing right now. We're seeing Gaikwad, we're seeing Moeen Ali really play the sort of game that they want to. जो है एकदम फ्री एंड नॉट केयरलेस बट रियली रूथलेस क्रिकेट, जहाँ पे बॉल अगर उनकी आर्क में आएगी तो वो मारेंगे, दे विल गो फॉर इट. एंड दैट समथिंग सिमिलर दैट वी वुड वॉन्ट टू सी फ्रॉम सुरेश रैना एंड अंबाति रायडू, सो दैट देयर टॉप ऑर्डर रियली गेट्स बैलेंस्ड आउट. बट सर जडेजा है नीचे तो क्या ही कर सकते हैं, अब 15 बॉल में 32 रन मार देते हैं. बट डेफिनेटली द बैटिंग आफ्टर धोनी एज वेल, you know, you have Sam Curran, you have Shardul Thakur, you have Deepak Chahar, as you rightfully mentioned. So yes, it gives the batting a lot of cushion, and that is required in low scoring games, high pressure games.
True, I think एक और इम्पोर्टेंट चीज़ टू नोट इज के इट्स एम एस धोनी. ही नोज हाउ टू यूज हिज प्लेयर्स एंड हिज बिगेस्ट फिलोसफी एट सी एस के ओवर द ईयर्स विद स्टीफन फ्लेमिंग हैज बिन दैट वी कीप रिपीटिंग आर कॉम्बिनेशन डिस्पाइट ऑफ वॉट हैपन. सो ऋतुराज गायकवाड वॉज इन द मिडल ऑर्डर इन द 2020 सीजन. देन इन द लास्ट कपल ऑफ मैचेज ही वॉज प्रमोटेड टू द ओपनर. And what happened was he played a couple of decent innings, he got a few 30s and 40s, and now Dhoni said, "All right, let's continue with that." So I think वो जो confidence मिल जाता है एक प्लेयर को कि चलिए मेरा यहाँ पे सिक्योर है, बिकॉज नाउ द प्लेयर इज नॉट प्लेइंग फॉर सिक्योरिंग देयर पोजिशन इन द टीम, दे आर प्लेइंग टू सिक्योर द टीम्स पोजिशन इन द पॉइंट्स टेबल.
Moving on to the second team of Delhi Capitals, I think a similar situation here. Like they're batting and they're bowling. This is a perfectly balanced side we're talking about. So they've also the second team to be qualified for the playoffs. And here in this season, there is Shreyas Iyer who is back to the team, right? And yesterday, if you see the match against Mumbai Indians, right? It was him who kind of who stayed there and played a very, very calm and composed 33 of 33 balls and won it for the team. So do you think so? I think it like in a team like say KKR, whose philosophy is to go there and attack, do you think like a player like Shreyas Iyer is also important, where you just don't take risks, and how important is Shreyas Iyer to the side of Delhi Capitals?
Avan, if you see yesterday's match, there was a point where Rishabh and Shreyas were both batting. Now, Rishabh was set already. I think he was batting at a decent strike rate of 110, 120 on that Sharjah pitch. So, and he played a really rash shot and got out just before a timeout. So, agar wo nahi hota, to he could have probably gone over and finished the game in probably 14, 15 overs. But that innings of Shreyas Iyer really showed that he knows how to play the captain's knock, where he knew ki chalo dusre end pe wickets ja rahe, I need to stay here till the end, no matter what the scoreboard says, but I have to stick around and I have to rotate the strike. And I think in his entire innings, he's hit just one boundary, just one good four. So I think ऐसी सूझबूझ के साथ खेलने वाले खिलाड़ी हमें और चाहिए इन द मिडल ऑर्डर, इंडियन मिडल ऑर्डर हो या दिल्ली कैपिटल्स का मिडल ऑर्डर हो. सो या श्रेयस अय्यर प्लेइंग दैट नॉक यस्टरडे वाज वेरी क्रूशियल फॉर देयर टीम.
या एंड दिल्ली कैपिटल्स का एक और स्ट्रॉन्ग सूट है कि श्योर दे हैव देयर रबाडा, देयर नॉकीज, देयर हेट मायर्स, सो ऑन एंड सो फोर्थ. बट उनके पास सबसे बड़ा ब्रह्मास्त्र है उनके जो राइजिंग इंडियन प्लेयर्स है. श्रेयस अय्यर हो गए, जैसे आपने मेंशन किया आवेश खान और अक्षर पटेल एक खतरनाक डुबो हो गए. कल मिलके उन्होंने 6 विकेट लिए. शिखर धवन एट द टॉप ऑफ द ऑर्डर है. आपके ओपनर्स दोनों इंडियन हैं. तो जो they have, you know, they have a good six seven side of Indian players alone. So they are never worried के what our overseas combination will be. जैसे हम देखते हैं KKR struggle करता है without Russell या SRH struggle करता है without Rashid. यहाँ पे वो कभी issue नहीं देखने को मिलता. I think Delhi Capitals का जो balance है Indian और overseas players का, that is their biggest strength.
At number three, we have the RCB, right? So they, at the beginning of the phase, of the beginning of the second phase, they had lost two matches, right, against the Mumbai, sorry, against the Kolkata Knight Riders and the Mumbai on the and the Chennai Super Kings, and then you know they suddenly got back with the Mumbai Indians, where they had a very dominating victory, right? They got the Mumbai Indians all out for about 111. So do you think they have found like? Do you think it's the MI match which kind of which got which RCB got the rhythm from? Did you think they got that winning rhythm from the MI match? And do you think there is an improvement in their in their in the kind of in the way they're playing? Even the match against against the Rajasthan Royals, where they had a dominating victory. So do you think it's just about a matter of one or two games where they find that momentum?
Yeah, I think it's very natural with every team के momentum keeps shifting back and forth. And what the issue initially was that सचिन बेबी एंड शेखर भरत, जो दो इंडियन बैट्समैन जो नए आए हैं इस मिक्स में, उनका परफॉर्मेंस काफ़ी ऑन एंड ऑफ था. सो एंड यू नो इवन देवदत्त इज नॉट फायरिंग फॉर लॉन्गर इनिंग्स, ही स्टिल फायरिंग. द फर्स्ट सिक्स ओवर आर स्टिल अमेजिंग. जैसे आप देख लीजिए केकेआर और चेन्नई के सामने वी हैड गुड स्टार्ट्स, यू नो बीइंग एन आरसीबी लवर आई वाज एंजॉयिंग दोस फर्स्ट सिक्स सेवन ओवर्स, एंड देन आफ्टर दैट इट फेल अपार्ट. यू नो आफ्टर कोहली गेट्स आउट और इफ यू नो इफ एबीडी विलियर्स डज नॉट परफॉर्म, बट देन व्हाट दे हैव डन इज दे हैव ट्राइड टू स्ट्राइक वंस अगेन अ बैलेंस, जिस बैलेंस की हम बात करते हैं अक्सर. तो अब मैक्सवेल इज स्टेपिंग अप फॉर अ मोर प्रोमिनेंट रोल. शिखर भरत जो कीपर भी हैं टीम के फिलहाल, ही इज ऑल्सो शोइंग ग्रेट रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी. तो आई थिंक इट्स ऑल्सो वही धोनी वाला फंडा यहाँ पे वर्क कर रहा है. गिव योर प्लेयर्स अ चांस, मेक देम फील सिक्योर एंड दे विल प्ले बेटर ओवर टाइम. इवन सेम हैज हैपेंड विद युजवेंद्र चहल, ही इज ओनली गॉटन बेटर विद एवरी मैच ही इज प्लेड दिस सीजन. सेम हैज हैपेंड विद हर्षल पटेल. हर्षल पटेल तो पहले का भी एक अच्छा काफ़ी मोमेंटम ला रहे थे पहले के सीजन का, मोहम्मद सिराज. तो आई मीन वंस अगेन दे आर मेकिंग वॉट दे आर मेकिंग द सेम डिसीजन दैट दिल्ली एंड चेन्नई हैव मेड, विच इज टू स्ट्राइक अ गुड बैलेंस बिटवीन योर इंडियन एंड ओवरसीज प्लेयर्स एंड टू गिव योर प्लेयर कंटिन्यूस चांस टू परफॉर्म. आई थिंक इट्स अ बेस्ट ऑफ बोथ वर्ल्ड्स. आई थिंक द परफॉर्मेंस हैज नॉट बीन बेस्ट ऑफ बोथ वर्ल्ड्स, बट इट इज इम्प्रूविंग, दैट्स फॉर श्योर.
Another thing we've noticed in the with the RCB's thing is the fourth overseas players spot. Like you've there's been a lot of confusion. I mean, a lot of matches we've you know Kohli's been giving Kohli's been giving Dan Christian, and there's some matches where he's giving Hasranga or Tim David, right? So what do you guys think about this? Do you think that you know RCB should get just stick on to one player and back that player throughout, or you know they what do you think is their agenda?
I think right now what they're doing is they are making sure that their young Indian players are feeling secure, namely Devdutt Padikkal, Shikhar Bharat, Yuzvendra Chahal, Mohammad Siraj and Harshal Patel, because these are five players who have the capacity and they have shown that capacity to perform. तो आई थिंक उस हिसाब से देवदत्त को ओपन करने दे रहे हैं. डिस्पाइट अ कपल ऑफ डिसअपॉइंटिंग परफॉर्मेंसेज, दे आर नॉट वरीड अबाउट हिम, दे आर कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट हिम. युजवेंद्र चहल इज बोलिंग थ्रू द मिडल ओवर्स, उनको एक बार डेथ में भी दे दिया बोलिंग मुंबई के सामने. सो यू नो दे आर टेकिंग चांसेस विद प्लेयर्स दैट वुड अदरवाइज बी सीन एज कि अरे क्या कर रहे हो यार. तो इट दैट्स गुड जब कोई कह रहा है आपको कि अरे क्या कर रहे हो आप, इतना कॉन्फिडेंस कहाँ से ला रहे हो. दैट्स अ गुड थिंग फॉर योर यंग प्लेयर्स बिकॉज देन दे आर अंडर द राइट काइंड ऑफ प्रेशर टू परफॉर्म. दैट इज वॉट इज हैपनिंग हियर.
Okay, moving on from RCB, let's move on to a team which has completely surprised us this phase, which is the Kolkata Knight Riders. I mean, a team which is struggling badly the last phase of the India phase. We've suddenly seen them come back with great victories, and especially the first two being very, very dominating victories against very two very strong teams. Firstly, it's not just about, I mean, as obviously we've seen how Venkatesh Iyer and Rahul Tripathi and all of these young players and how they're firing. One thing we're often being not giving credit is also their bowling attack. I mean, like the match against Delhi Capitals, they restricted them to a team like Delhi Capitals, restricting them to about 130 is something great, right? So what do you guys think? What do you think? Like, what they do differently this time, this phase? I mean, you've seen how they're using Sunil Narine as well, right? I mean, they used to use him at the top of the order, but now I think they changed that, and he's coming in as a finisher as well, right? So what do you think they did differently this year?
Personally, I feel it's a change of mindset, and I've spoken of this again and again. But उनकी माइंडसेट में जो चेंज आया वो अब दिख रही है ऑन फील्ड. पहले मैकेलम आके बोलते थे दिस इज आर प्लान, दिस इज आर प्लान, बट वो इम्प्लीमेंट हो रहा है नहीं हो रहा है वी नेवर न्यू दैट. बट नाउ वी आर सीइंग अ प्लेयर लाइक वेंकटेश अय्यर ओपनिंग विद शुभमन गिल एंड रियली शोइंग व्हाट फियरलेस बैटिंग इज. एंड सिमिलरली वी हैव राहुल त्रिपाठी एंड नीतीश राणा. उनके जो टॉप फोर बैट्समैन है ना ही उनमें कोई ओवरसीज प्लेयर है ना ही कोई इंटरनेशनल खिलाड़ी. यस यू कैन से शुभमन गिल हैज प्लेड अलॉट फॉर इंडिया बट दैट्स इन द रेड बॉल अरीना नॉट इन व्हाइट बॉल. बट आई थिंक अमंगस्ट ऑल ऑफ दिस ग्लोरी इज वन प्रॉब्लम दैट स्टिल परसिस्ट फॉर केकेआर दैट इज देयर मिडिल ऑर्डर. ओएन मॉर्गन इज नॉट फायरिंग. दिनेश कार्तिक को ज्यादा टाइम नहीं मिला है ना ही टिम साइफर्ट सुनील नारायण वहां पे खेल रहे हैं एंड रसल को ज्यादा भी गेम्स नहीं मिलने वाले. आई थिंक ही गॉट इंजर्ड. सो बेसिकली फॉर एनी टीम दैट्स प्लेइंग अगेंस्ट केकेआर दे वुड बी लुकिंग टू रियली साइलेंस देयर ओपनर्स रियली क्विकली. शायद पावर प्ले में या पहले 10 ओवर में अगर 4 विकेटें उनके हाथ में है तो फिर मैं केकेआर की बल्लेबाजी को देखना चाहूंगा कि कितनी एक्सप्लोजिव हो सकती है. वॉट इज देयर माइंड सेट देन इन अ सिचुएशन लाइक दैट. बट एज यू सेड द बोलर्स एज वेल हैव बीन वेरी वेरी इफेक्टिव. वो सुनील नारायण और वरुण चक्रवर्ती की जो पेयरिंग हो रही है इन स्पेल्स दैट्स क्वाइट ब्रिलियंट फ्रॉम मॉर्गन. इवन टिम साउथी कमिंग इन नाउ विथ हिज एक्सपीरियंस. सो दैट एक्सपीरियंस डज लेंड समथिंग टू द यंगस्टर्स एज वेल. जो वहाँ पे प्रसिद्ध कृष्णा है शिवम मावी है तो दैट रब्स ओवर देम एज वेल. सो ओवरऑल इट्स अ गुड स्क्वाड, अ हैप्पी स्क्वाड. बट प्रॉब्लम्स तो हैं विच दे कैन वर्क अगेंस्ट.
So now you spoke about fearless cricket and how the whole mindset is about fearless cricket. But do you think that can be that can be a problem as well? Because a lot of times when you go on a mindset of okay, I'm going to just play and attack every ball, there can also be a chance of playing a very unnecessary shot and getting out, which probably might affect the flow. And we've also seen this, right? Venkatesh Iyer, where he gets going really well, he gets to a 50, and then he plays a very unnecessary shot and gets out. Same with Tripathi, same with a lot of not just KKR, but a lot of other players, a lot of other young players who lack the experience, who lack the maturity. So do you think that is a problem and that can be a problem in a mindset like this?
Surely, I mean, a mindset like that doesn't come with infinite possibilities of getting out quickly. And we have seen this with McCallum in his career as well. कभी कभार उनके डक्स भी ज्यादा होते हैं इन अलॉन्ग स्पेल ऑफ टूर्नामेंट्स. सो आई थिंक दैट्स अ रिस्क दैट दे आर विलिंग टू टेक एंड दैट डज शो कि ओके वी हैव सम सॉर्ट ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस ऑन अवर मिडिल ऑर्डर. बट टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट एस्पेशली फ्रॉम देयर स्किपर वी हैवेंट सीन मेनी गुड बैटिंग आउटिंग्स इन एनी फॉर्मेट ऑफ द गेम. वो शायद इंग्लैंड के लिए हो, वो केकेआर के लिए हो. उनकी एक्सप्लोजिव बल्लेबाजी जो 2019 वर्ल्ड कप तक हो रही थी वो अभी दिख नहीं रही है. इट्स नॉट दैट विजिबल. बट आई थिंक दिनेश कार्तिक है वहाँ पे, टिम साइफर्ट है, सुनील नारायण भी आते हैं. सो वो ठीक है बट आई थिंक वेंकटेश अय्यर को थोड़ी और रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी लेनी चाहिए. जब विकेट्स गिर रहे हैं तो एक दूसरा गेम उन्हें खेलता हुआ देखकर आई थिंक वी विल बी मोर कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट हिम एज अ प्लेयर. क्योंकि शुभमन गिल इज एन ऑन एंड ऑफ दिस सीजन. कभी बहुत ज़्यादा अच्छी बल्लेबाजी करते हैं, कभी 7 in 7 में आउट हो जाते हैं. सो मोर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड मोर मेजोरिटी फ्रॉम वेंकटेश अय्यर इज एक्सपेक्टेड नाउ. बट आई थिंक ही इज अ यंगस्टर, लेट हिम जस्ट प्ले हिज गेम. तो आई थिंक इट विल बेनिफिट बोथ हिम एंड द टीम.
Okay, moving on now is a very dicey team, a very, team who is who's again on and off as saying it's the Punjab Kings. Right? I mean, yes, one they did win their, they did have a good victory against the KKR last game, but still, like there are, it is a concerning. The Punjab Kings is there is a concern about the team as well. About firstly, I personally feel is the whole team selection. I mean, you're getting the initial and right now Gale has also not been like has backed out because of the bubble fatigue. So do you think and now like the last game they included Shah Rukh Khan who played a match winning knock and who won the match with the six. Do you think he was brought in late and do you think you know do you think there are a lot of the whole selection is it a problem, right? Puran has not been firing and they're still backing him as a player. And Shah Rukh Khan has just been given a chance that last one game. So do you think there is a problem with the management or the selection of the team itself?
Puran is a very important player for the team because he's coming at a very crucial position at number 3. Surprisingly. But I think telling your players that go ahead, play. You know, that freedom that KL Rahul and the management as a whole are giving is very important, I feel. Because what is happening post that is that you saw that Shah Rukh Khan, he knew his role. He's a pinch hitter at the very end. He came in and he won them the game. Now, Punjab, I will be personally very honest, is one team jinki nabs mein pakad nahi pa raha hu ke wo kaise perform kar rahe. They'll win one match, they'll lose the other, and all of them will be very close matches. All of them. I think the bigger problem lies in consistency for them. Ke chali ek match mein Fabian Allen ne ek aadh wicket le li to agle match mein he's being hit for 10 runs and over. Chale Shami ne ek bar ek achha economical performance de diya to next time he's taking 2 wickets but he's also giving 40 runs. Arshdeep Singh ek player hai jo I think unko back kiya ja raha hai. I think backing these players is good but then I think there is also the potential danger of complacency. So, your players cannot become complacent at any point in time. I think that is that balance that Punjab needs to keep striking. Like, you see, Deepak Hooda has been very disappointing in the second half. When in the first half, he was playing good innings and he was really providing that support which KL needed at the top. So, that's not it. So, I think asking something very specific of your players is just as important as giving them a consistent chance to perform, which CSK does. But I think these guys are just letting them be in the team and hoping that they'll do what they do. So there's a difference between those two things.
Right, we were talking about captain's knock and how that's important and whether we can't ignore KL Rahul and his importance. I mean, he's just a few runs away from the orange cap again. Do you think that, you know, the team is entirely dependent on KL or at least not just KL Rahul, at least the top two players, KL Rahul and Mayank Agarwal, right? Do you think, you know, if they fire, they have a chance to win. So do you think it's very dependent on them?
I don't disagree with that. मैं जब भी कोई भी पंजाब की मैच शुरू करता हूँ या जब भी मैं देखता हूँ कि केएल राहुल 10 ओवर के पहले आउट हो गए हैं I instantly have a reaction which says, oh no, Punjab will probably lose today. So that is not a positive reaction to have for your middle order. But आप देखें तो मयंक अग्रवाल ने पिछली मैच में एक अच्छी पारी खेली एडन मार्करम और निकोलस पूरन ने कैमियोज किए हैं आई थिंक द इशू इज लॉन्जेविटी ऑल्सो क्योंकि केएल राहुल इतना अच्छा परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं फिर वही यू नो जैसे आपने शुरुआत में कहा था अवान एक्सपोजर ऑफ द मिडल ऑर्डर बिकम्स लिमिटेड आई थिंक दैट अगेन इज कमिंग बैक टू बाइट पंजाब है ना तो व्हेन मयंक एंड राहुल आर ऑलवेज सर्वाइविंग द फर्स्ट 10 ओवर्स यू नो फर्स्ट 8-9 ओवर्स तो सर्वाइव कर ही जाते हैं अच्छा एक टोटल जड़ देते हैं तो उसके बाद आपका मिडल ऑर्डर जब आता है दे डोंट हैव टाइम टू गेट सेटल व्हिच वाज द सेम प्रॉब्लम वी वर सीइंग विद एबीडी विलियर्स व्हेनेवर ही वाज कमिंग डाउन द ऑर्डर एट नंबर 5 और 6 फॉर आरसीबी तो वो एक बड़ा सेंसिटिव चीज है जो एट वन हैंड यू वांट अ ग्रेट ओपनिंग पार्टनरशिप बट देन यू आल्सो वांट योर मिडल ऑर्डर टू बी सीजनड इनफ एंड टू गेट इनफ टाइम टू प्ले बट देन दैट इज द शॉर्टकमिंग ऑफ the format that we are playing in. And I think Punjab needs to talk to its middle order and say ke dekhiye aapko ready rehna padega ki agar aaj aisa din hai to you have to judge how your game is going. Like Nicholas Puran still had time. He got out within 2 overs of him coming out. He could have stayed. You know, same goes for Adam Markram. Wo bhi ant tak khelte to shayad match they could have won, you know, one over extra and आप देख रहे हैं कि पॉइंट टेबल पे अगर आप अभी अपनी नजर डालेंगे तो इट हैज ऑल बिकम अ मैटर ऑफ नेट रन रेट, सो नाउ दे आल्सो नीड टू फोकस ऑन दैट इन द लास्ट कपल ऑफ मैचेस. आई थिंक दैट इज द बिग इशू राइट नाउ.
Yeah, I mean, you spoke about the middle order and how, you know, it's dependent on the top order. But speaking of middle order, and in fact, they have a lot of options. I mean, there is a Chris Jordan in the team, right? Who's known for who can add depth to the batting. There is a Sarfraz Khan in the team. There is Mandeep Singh as well. So, do you think, you know, I mean, probably now it's a bit too late to try out new players, but do you think they could have looked at this, or even like I said, you know, getting in Shah Rukh Khan, you know, getting him late also was a thing. So, do you think they have time to start experimenting and rebuild a squad?
I think it's a little too late to rebuild the squad when you have two round robin games to go. I think looking at the player that you have right now, looking at the cards that you are dealt right now, and making the best of them is what they should focus on, personally speaking.
Moving on from Punjab Kings is another team which has also been on off, but who's impressed us a lot last game, which is the Rajasthan Royals. I mean, like before I started, what a game we saw last, like what an innings from like all the batsmen who played last night, right? Especially Jaiswal, who I think is trying to prove a point, who didn't click, I think, last year, and now who's starting to make a difference in the team. So again, I think same. If you look at the earlier matches, there was the same question of consistency, as I mentioned in the beginning, where you know there was great performances from the top order, from Lewis and Jaiswal, but then once they got out, the team collapsed. So this was a match against RCB, with and again, like there were a lot of matches where it was entirely dependent on Sanju Samson, how he single-handedly took the game, right? Do you think so now with the win yesterday, with last night, you know, with that two extra points they've got, and with the increase in the run rate, right? Do you think do you think their kind of motivation, or their the yeah the motivation would have increased, and do you think they have that chance to qualify, even though they're missing probably their star players of the team, like Stokes, Archer and Butler?
Definitely a really, really fun match yesterday. Jaiswal, I think before this second half of the tournament started, he was saying on some platform that he's been speaking to Sachin quite a bit before coming for this part of the tournament. So I think वो दिख रहा है अब, वो change in mindset and change in, you know, his approach to playing in different conditions. We can see that now. I think this is the second successful outing this season. So more brilliance to Yashasvi Jaiswal. But I think as Varun was talking about Punjab, जहाँ पे मिडिल ऑर्डर या फिर जो इंडियन यंगस्टर्स हैं वो सिर्फ केएल राहुल और मयंक अग्रवाल पे निर्भर है, यहाँ पे वी आर सीइंग द यंगस्टर्स वांटिंग टू प्रूव अ पॉइंट. वो यशस्वी जायसवाल हो, वो शिवम दुबे हो जो कल आके 42 बॉल्स में 64 रन मार के गए हैं. इवन दैट वाज नॉट रियली एक्सपेक्टेड, नो वन रियली एक्सपेक्टेड दैट आउट ऑफ शिवम दुबे, बट काफी अच्छी पारी खेली उन्होंने. एक बल्लेबाज बाहर बैठे महिपाल लोमरोर, वो भी अच्छी पारियां खेलते हैं मिडिल ऑर्डर में. सो वी आर सीइंग दीज इंडियंस वॉन्टिंग टू प्रूव समथिंग. वो दूसरे टीम्स के कुछ कुछ खिलाड़ी में मिसिंग है, बट डेफिनेटली दिस इज हेल्पिंग राजस्थान रॉयल्स एंड देयर बोलिंग अटैक इज सच विच वर्क्स ऑन मोस्ट पिचेस. सो आई थिंक दे जस्ट नीड टू स्टिक इन एंड प्रॉबली दे माइट जस्ट स्क्वीज इन टू दैट टॉप फोर. यू नेवर नो. आई मीन देर प्लेइंग सम गुड क्रिकेट, देयर कैप्टन इज इन फॉर्म एंड नॉट एज एक्स्ट्रावेगेंट एज ही यूजली इज, बट अभी वो इम्पोर्टेंट 25-30 रन आ रहे हैं संजू सैमसन से. सो दैट कंसिस्टेंसी इज कमिंग इन इन सम शेप ऑफ फॉर्म. सो आई वुड लाइक टू सी वेयर राजस्थान रॉयल्स रीच व्हेन द टूर्नामेंट फिनिशेस.
Yes, one there is you know okay, it's like before yesterday they didn't, I mean Parag was not in the team, but then there was a very you know for a long time I think Ryan Parag and Tevatia was being backed as batsman. I'm saying, and Tevatia did play really well as a they did bowl well taking 3 wickets, but as a batsman, what do you think, like now do you think both you know they've been getting too many chances, and do you, and I think now right now it's great that you know you're getting Miller into the team. Again, same thing what I said about Punjab, right? Not like this whole concept of backing, right? Do you think it's right. You know, it's. Do you think it's too late to get these tired these new players? Like even Shivam Dubey, one can argue that you know he's gotten too late. Same with Shah Rukh Khan, he was also gotten too late, and that's why they're winning. And now it's about they're all these four teams are in a do or die situation, right? So is there that argument of okay, you backed the wrong players for a long time and you missed on the players like these?
I would say never late than never. I mean, you still have a couple of games here, and I mean, a player like Shivam Dubey, the way he's performed, it would sort of scare the other teams that, all right, this is a player we didn't expect would, you know, come out and play such a knock. Similarly, we're seeing the bench strength of many of these teams. अभी हम कल की मैच की बात करते तो हम आकाश सिंह, मयंक मार्कांडे जैसे प्लेयर्स को देख रहे जो बेंच से उठकर सीधा परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं. सो दैट्स क्वाइट गुड टू सी. टेवटिया की बात आती है, रियान पराग की बात आती है, कमिंग बैक टू राजस्थान रॉयल्स हियर, बट रियान पराग वॉजन परफॉर्मिंग फॉर मी, एंड ही इज नॉट योर बैटिंग ऑलराउंडर लाइक अ सुरेश रैना वॉज बैक इन द डे. ही कैन कम इन एंड चिप इन विद दैट वन ओवर, बट यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू एक्सपेक्ट अ लॉट आउट ऑफ हिम देयर. आई मीन, ही कैन गेट टॉन्ग फॉर 20 प्लस रन इन दैट ओवर, एंड यू नीड टू बी प्रिपेयर्ड एज अ स्किपर एंड एज अ साइड और एज फैंस एज वेल. बट राहुल टेवटिया इज इंटरेस्टिंग, क्योंकि ऑन सम पिचेस जहाँ पे टर्न ज्यादा होती है उन्हें विकेट्स नहीं मिलती है. कल की पिच बहुत फ्लैट थी, मोर बैटिंग, मोर सुटेड फॉर बैटिंग, ही गेट्स 3 विकेट्स देयर. बट यस, हिज इकोनॉमी हैज बीन समथिंग दैट हैज बीन ट्रबलिंग मी फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम. विकेट्स लेते हैं पर दो तीन बाउंड्रीज तो लग ही जाती है उनको पर ओवर. सो आई थिंक ही नीड्स टू वर्क ऑन हिज वेरिएशन अ लिटिल बिट. बट टेवटिया आई वुड से कीप हिम, ही इज अ गुड एसेट. But Riyan Parag, now with Shivam Dubey performing, if he wants to come back into the 11, he'll have to work very hard on his batting.
Moving on, let's move on to the team which has surprised us the most, which is the Mumbai Indians. I mean, you all like we all know that you know they are one of the most strongest sides in the entire IPL, and they have not been getting their rhythm and they have been kind of playing poor cricket. So I mean, let's. I mean, we all. It's obvious where the issue is coming from, which is the like we mentioned in the last episode as well. It's the issue of the middle order, right? And now with the inclusion of Hardik Pandya, it still don't is not been able to get his rhythm, and which is also a very very bad news for the Indian fans as well with the World Cup coming up. But another positive, you see the game yesterday, another positive side would be of how Surya Kumar Yadav, at least he did score a good 30 before he got out. So do you think so? If you see the match against Punjab Kings, you know, Hardik Pandya, he did finish the match with the boundary like he always does. But he did take some time to settle in. You know, he did take a few balls to kind of get used to the pitch, which is pretty new for Hardik, right? I mean, he's known for coming in and you know just finishing it off in you know with not using not taking too much time to settle down. So what do you like? Let's talk about Hardik Pandya. I mean, what do you think about this especially in a format like T20 and the position where he's coming in? You know, he's coming in as a finisher, right? Do you think this time is too much before he finishes?
No, absolutely not. The thing is, Hardik Pandya hasn't played this acumen of cricket in a long time, and not consistently at least. He was there as a part of the white ball squad against England way back in March, or उन्होंने थोड़ा IPL खेला. But again, जब उन्होंने इंग्लैंड जितना बड़ा टूर मिस आउट किया है, टेस्ट क्रिकेट भी नहीं खेला है, कोई क्रिकेट नहीं खेला है sadly. You know, he's been missing out. That is the biggest issue. Which is why he will take some time to regain his confidence. Or echoing this, Shane Bond ne kal khud hi kaha after the match, after the loss against Delhi, they said that we are not at our best, but we are getting there. Now, problem with getting there is ki match hi do bache hain aapke, and you are hanging by the rod. You know, it's a do or die situation every match you go into. You want to, because Mumbai Indians is so low down the order right now. You want to go for the biggest wins. You know, they're the lowest. They're actually the biggest disadvantage right now. So not only do they have to win both matches, they have to make sure that they are winning with a considerable margin. So the pressure is now not only on their bowling side is doing pretty well, I would personally say, because even yesterday, Delhi Capitals did have a lot of issues against batting when batting against them. So it's not like their bowling is slacking about. their bowling has been solid. They have the players that they're looking to, which is your Coulter-Nile, your Bolt, your Bumrah. They're not doing great, I would say, but they're doing the job that they need to. They're coming in with the middle overs. I think the bigger issue, as you pointed out very well, Avan, is the batting. And bigger problem with the batting is that few Indian stalwarts that are probably not doing as well, which is Surya Kumar Yadav at the top order and Hardik at the lower order. But even Kyron Pollard, he's had one good victory, but they need to keep going for that. You know, they need to keep going for that bigger victories the way they had against Punjab Kings. And I think getting that mindset in place is big. What happened was, unhone teen match hari and chauthi match, you know, they pushed in, they pushed, and they got a pretty big win with one over left. You know, Hardik did a great job in that match. Kyron did a good job in that match. So we need one more match like that. Like you pointed out with the RCB, it is all a matter of one more good match for them.
Okay, so another thing, we've been talking about captain's knock and how it's always important for the team. Can you say that the same as Rohit Sharma as well? I mean, he's not, I mean, yes, he's been getting, in this space, he's got a couple of 40s or 30s, but, you know, he's not been able to convert it into 50s and he's not been there for, being there for a long time. So do you think that is also a disadvantage where Rohit is not been firing like the way he used to?
Yeah, I think Rohit does need to be more consistent. He needs to be more of a KL Rahul figure at the top, which is very ironic since, you know, they have been opening together for the test side. I think it's more of a fatigue thing also. You know, Robin Uthappa recently in an interview was talking about how once your body hits 32, it does not recover as well as it did maybe a year ago even. You know, you get detrained very easily. So these are things that I think Rohit Sharma would be cognizant of. Unko chinta to hogi iski. But I think right now, that's what he needs to work on mainly. If he gets into a good rhythm, you know, he empowers Quinton de Kock, then that he empowers Surya Kumar Yadav. And then the pressure on that trio of Saurabh Tiwari, Hardik Pandya and Kyron Pollard lowers. So I think that top three are fired, powered by Rohit Sharma. Fired would not be the right word. Powered by Rohit Sharma. So I think it's a matter of momentum. Even a good 2025 in 15 balls by Rohit Sharma gets you to a certain place. You know, that's what you need. One good performance from Rohit Sharma and it could mean the world for that top order.
Okay, and that leaves us with a very unfortunate SRH who's there in the last with just 4 points. I mean, it's sad to see how a champion side who's won and who's qualified for a lot of seasons has also won in the 2016 season, who's like suddenly been playing really poor cricket. But now I think Williamson, at least he mentioned that they're trying to, you know, sit, you know, they're sitting the experienced players like a Warner or and a Manish Pandey and even a Jadhav. They're kind of making them warm the bench and getting the new and the young players in the squad for, you know, to get a good team for the next IPL. So what do you think of this approach?
I mean, you said unfortunate, but I would say they are having the most fun because they are not playing the game just to play them out. They're playing this for the next auction. They're trying to raise their own stocks up. So we're seeing a player like Jason Roy coming out and hitting a 50-plus score in his first game. We're seeing Holder perform very well with both bat and ball. Williamson acha khel rahe hain. I think bowling mein Rashid Khan to perform karte hi hain. Saathi Siddharth Kaul, Sandeep Sharma jaise jo anubhavi Indian khiladi hain, wo bhi ab wapis aa rahe, they're getting games. So it's good to see that. It's good to see the balance that the team has now. They're playing some good cricket, don't get me wrong. But of course, late to kafi ho chuka hai for them to really make any impact. But ye abhi individual performances ki baat hai. And also, as I mentioned before, their performances can make or change the top four as well. Wo agar jeette hain, to kya impact hota hai results mein? Wo haarte hain, to kya impact hota hai? So they're still in it. So if they continue to play good cricket, we might see a lot of changes in the points table. But yeah, I want to see more of Jason Roy. I want to see more of Kane Williamson. I mean, they're both quality players. Jason Holder as well. And I'm genuinely surprised that Jason Holder hasn't got a call from the West Indian board saying that, all right, we are loving your performance in the IPL, you're playing for us in the T20 World Cup. Because the way he's playing right now with both bat and ball, I mean, he's got, what, three wickets each in two games in this leg. So I think that sort of prominence in the bowling lineup and having that ability with the bat to finish as well is something that the West Indian squad might look after with Pooran, who's not that much in form. I think us jagah pe, in that middle order with Kyron Pollard and just before Russell comes in, Jason Holder jaise khiladi ka aana will be very, very efficient.
Yeah, you spoke about Jason Holder. I mean, right now with the next year being a mega auction where you need to retain some players, do you think Jason Holder is coming into that list of a player they might need to back or might need to retain?
Personally, I think I'm not sure what their leadership position looks like, because we know there are some teams who will not change their captains. Probably like a Mumbai Indians. They would not want to remove Rohit Sharma until he retires. Similarly, I think Delhi, they wouldn't remove either Shreyas or Rishabh, one of them who remains captain or who turns captain next season. But ये साइड अभी जिसने ये ऐसी साइड है जिसने डेविड वार्नर को कप्तानी से छोड़ो 11 से बाहर निकाला. सो दिस टीम एंड हु दे रिटेन इज गोइंग टू बी अ लिटिल डिफिकल्ट. आई एम एक्सपेक्टिंग राशिद खान टू बी रिटेन्ड बाय देम, टू बी वन ऑफ द प्लेयर्स दैट इज रिटेन्ड बाय देम. बट द सेकंड प्लेयर कुड बी केन विलियमसन इफ दे लुकिंग फॉर दैट लीडरशिप पोजिशन टू बी फुलफिल्ड बाय हिम. बट जेसन होल्डर अगर हम देखें तो ही इज बीन द कैप्टन फॉर द टेस्ट टीम. And he could also try to captain an IPL team. I don't think he's done that before. But why not? Why not try something different?
Yeah, interesting said. And with that, we have to hope they come back strong next year. And, you know, hopefully, like the comeback CSK did, like we might as well see another comeback by them. So with that, I think we can wrap up today's episode of Cricket Chatter. I mean, hopefully we get the same. I think this week is going to be a very, very interesting week, as it's the race to playoffs, and especially with the fourth position. I mean, you know, you never know which of the till the first seven teams, like right from number four to number seven, all of them are the same points, and anyone can qualify. So it's a matter of how the cricket they play in this coming week. So hopefully we have another interesting and exciting week as we've had. So thank you guys for listening, and please share this around and follow us, and thank you.